This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh a short while from now. Mr. Modi will also undertake a walkthrough of the terminal building of the airport. Later, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Phase 1 of Noida International Airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees under a public-private partnership model. The airport will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per annum with scalability up to 70 million passengers per annum open full development. It features a 3,900-meter runway capable of handling wide-body aircraft along with modern navigation systems including instrument landing system and advanced airfield lighting to support efficient all-weather round-the-clock operations. As a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Jewar, Gautam Buddha Nagar.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app on the 30th of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across the sectors. Mr. Modi further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for 5 more years of the double-engine NDA government. In another post, Mr. Modi noted that the double-engine NDA government has fulfilled the aspirations of the people of Puducherry over the last 5 years. He expressed his excitement to interact with the party workers of Puducherry. Nepal's newly sworn-in Prime Minister Balendra Shah thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his congratulatory message. He expressed hope to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between the two countries. Balendra Shah said that he is eager to work closely with India to deepen relations and promote shared prosperity for their people. Prime Minister Modi extended his wishes after Balendra Shah, leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Parliamentary Party, was sworn in as Nepal's Prime Minister. Nepal's former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was arrested today over Gen Z protest crackdown last year. The move comes a day after the newly formed government of Balendra Shah implemented the Probe Commission report on the Gen Z protest that rocked the nation last year. Oli, also CP and UML chairperson, was arrested at the Gundu area of Bhaktpur district, 12 kilometers east of Kathmandu. Former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak has also been arrested from his residence at Katunje of Surabinayak municipality in Bhaktpur district. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that discussions at the World Trade Organization or WTO must address the imbalance created during the Uruguay round. He stressed that all member countries should have a fair chance to build productive capacity, create jobs and take part in global trade. The minister added that the multilateral trading system should ensure that innovation, development and opportunities are shared equally among members. He also reaffirmed India's commitment to engage constructively so that the WTO continues to play a central role in global trade. The 19th edition of Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will begin their title defence at home under new captain Rajat Patidar. Sunrisers Hyderabad will be led by stand-in captain Ishan Kishan, who takes charge after Australian pacer Pat Cummins was ruled out due to injury. The impact player rule, continuing this season, is expected to play a key role in team strategies. Meanwhile, in a departure from the league's usual high-octane pageantry, the Board of Control for Cricket in India has cancelled the traditional opening ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.